Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News. I'm joined by Bill Dries from the Memphis Daily News, Amos Mackey from the Commercial Appeal, Jackson Baker from the Memphis Flyer, and Les Smith from Fox 13 News. We start, Bill, with Electrolux and the city council and some political heat that's coming up, right or wrong, about this big project that has a lot of city money, state money, incentives. No, at this point, there hadn't been a heck of a lot of local participation, and some council members and city officials are frustrated about that.
They're frustrated, and the local contractors in general, minority contractors in particular, are even more frustrated, which has driven this essentially back to the political forum as a major issue that you're still going to be hearing a lot about. Mayor Wharton meets with Electrolux executives and executives of WGH Construction, the general contractor on the construction project from Philadelphia, Mississippi, coming up later this month. In what Wharton says will not be a tea and coffee meeting. There will be some attempts to make both of them voluntarily increase the level of local participation, which they are not required
to. Again, though, the emphasis is on volunteering. I mean, the terms of the deal were pretty clear from the beginning that the mandate of local participation, minority participation, was not really in there. Let's move to you, Amos, and a big grant that came through, some clarity on the direction that
Right. After receiving a $5 million grant from Bloomberg Philanthropies, the philanthropic arm of New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, Mayor A.C. Wharton has assembled an eight-person innovation delivery team led by the former commander of the naval base in Millington to help tackle vexing inner-city problems, particularly economic development in the core city and reducing handgun violence with a focus on really reducing handgun violence among the young population in the city.
Okay, and we move to you, Jackson Baker, on redistricting on two levels, the county level and the state level. We've got problems.
Yeah, as soon as the new year began, we had a lawsuit from three members of the Shelby County Commission who have been resisting a majority on the commission, seven members who couldn't get the two extra to make nine to have a plan. So these three people in the majority, Walter Bailey, inner city Democrat, Mike Ritz, Memphis Republican, Terry Rowland, outer county Republican, indicating that the lines are confused here, are suing in Chancery Court. Judge Arnold Golden will have to probably make a decision himself.
Right.
And in the state, the Republicans are the majority now, and they are gerrymandering the districts in the Senate and the House to suit themselves, as the Democrats have always done. And Shelby County is going to lose representatives in both the Senate and the House because of relative population loss to the rest of the state. And Democrats will be the sacrificial victims in those.
Well, and that one is likely to go to the federal court before
sure,
that's decided, and that will affect the election in the fall. Unless Gene Bartow, legendary coach and figure, passed away this week.
University of Memphis Tiger basketball fans in mourning at the passing of Gene Bartow at the age of 81. 2.5 year fight against stomach cancer. Great, humble, caring, every adjective you can think of in the book to explain what a great guy he was. Clean Gene was clean Gene.
Thanks for joining us.